That was Dancing on My Own. That was beautiful song, has been selected by Shakhlakh from Nicola Valley. Right now we are having Mary, the Officer Public Relation of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society with us. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. So wonderful to have you.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for asking me to be part of your radio show today. And by the way, I love the subject.
Thank you so much. I do know that you always, with all the activity basically and the involvement that you have in many layers of the society, in different resources, that you are always volunteer and connected with different authorities, different resources, and is marvelous always to have your own view, your voices, because I do know that your voices is also carry a lot of people, they have no voice. And that is marvelous for this program.
Thank you.
And this, well, yes, please. Yes, please, Mary.
The subject is, as I said, it's a great subject to talk about, eliminating individually. I would say racism can be eliminated through education. And education starts at home with parents, with moms, with dads, with other family members. A good, I remember one of my Cree friends from Puskupe. Puskupe is close to Fort St. John, upper northern BC, where I spent a few years there. I was a firefighter up there. And I met this Cree Nation guy up there. And he told me something that, it just blew my mind. He said when he was a kid, he was going to school with other kids, and after school they would hang out in the school ground, like playing on monkey bar, whatever, running around playing. And one day, when they were just two of these kids talking and playing together, the mom came, and as soon as she saw my friend, his name is Elvin, as soon as she sees Elvin with her son, madly she runs, grabs his arm and takes him away. And the kid, my friend said, my friend was saying, Mom, I'm playing with Elvin. And she said, no, I don't want you to play with that dirty kid.
Wow.
And he said, that kind of stayed in my mind until at this age, and he's in his 40s now. He said it's still, her voice is still in my brain. I can hear that. And after that, the kid was not allowed to play with him anymore. So this racism starts from home. It starts with how we talk to our kids, how we talk to each family members, and kids are learning and learning from us. When my daughter was about seven, I can't remember exactly, seven or eight years, she was She was, we were in North Shore, and she, one day she came from school and said, oh, Mom, guess what happened today? I said, what happened, sweetie? She said, it was a day after Thanksgiving Day. And she said, oh, our teacher asked, how was your day on Thanksgiving? Tell me what you did. And some of the kids said, oh, grandma, grandpa came over. We had turkey for dinner. We did this, we did that. We celebrated Thanksgiving. And she said, my turn. My teacher said, so what did you do yesterday? She said, my daughter of mine, I love my child. She said, Mom, I told her we didn't kill any natives, so we don't celebrate this day.
Wow.
And she said, everybody was quiet. And teacher was like, her jaw dropped, didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then after a minute or so, she said, okay, that's enough. We're just open your books. So that made me realize our kids are listening. They're learning from us.
Absolutely.
And, When our kids ask us, like, why does that person look different, or why they dress that way, why they speak that way, we can say, well, we're different people, and that's beautiful. That's how we get rid of racism in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And if we educate our kids at home with the truth and with compassion, they grow up to be people who choose to respect over silence. So education is number one, I would say, mm-hmm. eliminate racism in our society. What do you think?
Absolutely, is education. We are educated even when the people, they put their roots and to become a pioneer and to become a refugee in any category, when they move from their own country to the another, they face a lot of layer of the society. And regardless, these symptoms, these bad bacteria, I call them bacteria, bad bacteria.
Yeah, I like that.
And because we do have good bacteria and bad bacteria. The good one is good for the skin, for the eyes, you know, all of our body. I'm learning science, you know, and... basically, the good bacteria is just very beneficial, because the name of the bacteria is right away we feel, oh, it's something negative and something, wow, is, you know, dangerous, basically. But this is the, never mind, the good bacteria, we welcome it in our territory, in our body, and in the at the table and so on. And racism is one of the factor is the bad bacteria is basically is a poison, even for those people, they carry this poison and spreading out. Can you imagine how much toxic they carry within themselves?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and they transfer it to their family members, to their kids, to their parents, to their grandparents,
exactly.
To their enemies,
yes.
To the society. Then it goes to the society.
Exactly. And that's why when we talk about it as one of the psychologist that I was reading his program. These bacteria is just so, it's so bad, it's so negative, and paralyze the people. The statement, you know, the people that they go to the trauma, to the mental illness that they fact, some of them, not all, is facing this area. And it carry, that's why I call it bad bacteria, and is poison. They carry the poison.
And this, I agree. And this, I agree. Poison.
Yeah, and this poison can paralyze the individual for the rest of their life. We need the people to be healthy, to be happy, as one body, as one shape, as one soul, as one country, to stand up, never mind what color, any color, is the beauty of the society. I look at myself, you know, among all the colors, such a privilege. For me, is a privilege, and I adore in my heart when I see them, work with them, and associate them in the community, in the nonprofit organization area. Is, I cannot tell you, Mary, how privileged I am, and I really appreciate and acknowledge the interact that I have with each one of them. It make me to grow. It made me to understand their views, their idea. Because when I'm expanding my idea to the nationwide, then I can become and bring more positivity for the humanity, not only in the society, but also in the world.
Absolutely.
The world would be affected.
Absolutely.
And
negativity, of course, affects us. Positivity also affects us.
Yes, positivity, it brings motivation. All of a sudden, you know, when we are, you know, that motivation, that good, healthy friendship, even in the coffee shop, I would suggest the coffee shop because you have no limitation. And having a good friend and having a social talk, real talk, not the talk that you would, you put the mask and you hide things. Choose a friend that you trust, is trustworthy, and keep that friendship. And this is the best remedy and best therapy at the first level we can practice. I have that privilege and opportunity to have that. That side. That's why I just recommended, maybe it's so simple, but it's very effective, it's very organic, and it's very healthy. Because after, not only me, when I check with my other friend, after that talk that we had it very heavy on the chest, we couldn't share it with anybody that we could trust. When you talk with one another, the poison is coming out of you. And we always have to stand up to be educating ourselves. What is racism, and how we can prevent that one, and how we can recognize it. By recognizing it, it means we put the stop on it. Is not acceptable. And human being has so much talent, intelligence. Each person, when they start to grow, to educate ourselves, somehow we recognize we have some talent, we have some good character or factor that we can practice in the society, not only we benefit ourselves, but also the society would benefit, and we bring and we go forward to the better world, healthier world, and peace, basically.
Absolutely. I agree. People who hate certain things, who are negative,
yes,
it affects them emotionally, physically, mentally.
Very much indeed. And it
has a big effect, and they don't realize it, but they carry it on, and it's just like a virus.
Yes.
They spread it among their society where they work.
Yes.
But I used to own a restaurant, and I had a server who hated certain group of people. She would just hate them and would never serve them.
Right.
And my other server was telling me that this is really affecting her, because she wouldn't take at a table of certain people, and then she would come and ask her to switch. So she told me this has a big effect on me. She hates these people, and then she automatically, unwanted or unwanted, intentionally or not intentionally,
yes,
she would transferring that hate to everybody else, because they could see it in her face, the way she talked, the way she carried herself. It just spread that hate that she had towards that group. And I had to sit down with her and say, hey, what is your problem? She wouldn't say anything. She would say, no, I have no problem. I said, well, obviously you do have a problem, because your colleague is telling me that. She said, no, she totally denied.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I can't help her if she's denying it. I said, okay, well, if you say you don't, but if I see this behavior one more time, we won't be sitting here and talking. I will be writing a write-off for you. And eventually she quit her job. But what I'm trying to say, that people who hate, who have hatred in them, they're also spreading it.
Yes.
As you said, just like a bad bacteria, it grows.
Yes.
And it affects other people. It was affecting my other customers. It was affecting my server. It was affecting my cook, my chef, my cook, because the way she would talk to them and say, hey, idiot, this group is here again. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to serve them. So it would affect every single staff in my restaurant.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's like a fungi. It grows. It spreads. And if we don't educate ourselves, if we don't educate people around us, it's just going to grow. And as you said, it'll be a poison,
yes,
to society as we see it. And when I'm comparing now to 80s, I remember in the 80s, my daughter was a toddler. And this is late 80s. And do we have time? I don't want to...
2 minutes. Yes, we have 2 minutes. Yes.
We were in Stanley Park, and my daughter was a year and a half, 2 years old, and just playing, and there were other parents, all Caucasians with their kids. And then all of a sudden, a African descent boy, about six years old, came in. I didn't see his parents, but it was just him. And all of a sudden, all the eyes went on him with such a look that it was very unpleasant. It's like 30, 40 years past. I still remember the way they looked at this kid. And this kid all of a sudden stood and didn't know what to do, because all he saw was eyes looking at him, not in a good way. Like, who is this? That kind of way. And he didn't know what to do. He was shocked.
Wow.
And I noticed that. And I just went to him. He was standing there and just shocked. I went to him. I said, hey, what's your name? And he he started to talk to me and say, hey, come play with my daughter. And now everybody was looking at me talking to this kid. Like they had nothing else to do. They were just like, I could see hate in their face. I could see fear in their face. I could see like, like not knowing what's going on. He's a kid.
Yes.
He's a human being.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter what color this person is. Doesn't matter what clothes this person is wearing. Doesn't matter what language this person speaks. This person is a human, just like everybody else. I hope one day people realize there's just one race, and that's human race.
Absolutely. That is marvelous. It's always is really a pleasure to have you on the air and to be with us and accompany and supporting the Free Voices. Thank you so much, Mary, for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for letting me be in your show. I appreciate that.
Thank you kindly.
And you're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you so much. You're very kind. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. That was Mary. And that is fascinating because she is involved with a lot of different organizations and non-profit organizations. And she brings a lot of good work, a lot of hard work, and with the positivity as she shared it with us. Before we are ending our show today with you, I am so delighted to be the host of the show of the Free Voices today, that I carry the mission and the messages of the previous host, Chief Shackley, and he's on the duty right now, and no one can really cover his task and his space. Many blessings and many thanks to him for whatever he does. He's always busy with some productive work for the humanity. And to end the program with you, I just leave some thought with you from Dr. Holakui, that is who is the psychologist and therapist from Beverly Hills. He's doing, I listened to his program, and if you wish to search his program, he is huge. He has so many CDs, and it brings a lot of awareness, a lot of education. You know, those CDs are very, quite cheap, very, very affordable to have that. And for with any subject, he has it. And once in a while, when I'm ready, I listen to his program. And each time I feel I have a new skin, new idea, and what I can do for the world, what I can give and contribute to the community and to the neighbor, and to progress and conquer the negativity, like racism is one of them, and to wash it away from our own path, and let's focusing on the positivity. And after all, you know that the whole world, we are as one nation, we are one body, no matter what belief and what color we have. And just remember one thing, that we are one planet and we are the citizen of one country. Peace for the world. And I am ending the program with you with the last song. Is it named Rush? Rush, the Garden. That is from Cinematic. Enjoy, everyone. Have a beautiful day and week ahead of you. And we are looking forward to have you next week on Thursday 3 to 4. Thank you very much and have a blessing and beautiful day and weeks ahead of you. Bye for now.
the cells take away. The watchmaker keeps to his schemes. The hours tick away, they tick away. The measure of a life is a measure of love and respect.
Treasure of a life is a measure of life.